There's enough gospel in these hymns that we really wouldn't have to speak at all. They're wonderful. Just look at that second verse again. Upon his head, a crown of thorns. Upon his heart, my shame. For me, he prayed. For me, he died. And dying, spoke my name. Wow. The love of God. What a wonderful, wonderful hymn. Well, as you can see tonight, we are going to speak on the message of the cross. And it's, the cross is important, but it is the person of the cross that we want you to see tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can look for that word as we read three or four verses tonight in John chapter 19 and verse 17. Again, thank you each one for coming. Pray for the meetings. As you give thanks for the meal, pray for the meetings. Pray for families that you probably know probably won't come, but that God will reach them where they're at. And pray that we will see not only blessing and salvation, but a gospel meeting is also good for us. It's good to go back over the ground when you hear the gospel, when you got saved, so that there just be encouragement amongst the believers. John chapter 19 and verse 17, and it's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, that's at the crucifixion, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Now, Philippians and chapter 2, please. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. Philippians 2 and verse 8. And again, it's speaking of our Savior. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. An awful death, a shameful death. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. If you don't have peace tonight, the peace of God, he has made it available, and you won't have it until you know the peace through the blood of Christ. And just one more in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse 2. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He for the joy that was set before him. He knew the cross. He knew what the cross was all about. And yet for the joy. That's hard to imagine. But there was a joy in his soul. Because he knew that it was the will of God the Father. That he would come to earth. God the Son. Be born in Bethlehem's manger. And he'd eventually make his way to Golgotha. Bearing his cross. So he had the joy in his soul that he was fulfilling the will of the Father. And he had joy in his soul, for he knew he would bring salvation for each one of us, for you, for me. And we trust tonight that if you don't have the joy of salvation in your soul tonight, that you would come to know that great and that wonderful joy that Jesus died for me. So yes, we're going to look at the cross tonight, and it is what we want you to see tonight. It is the cross of Jesus Christ. It is where he suffered, he bled, he died. It is where he took and he bore our sins that we should have bore for all eternity. And so as we look at the cross tonight, there is a question that I want you to ask yourself tonight. That's a very important question. And we trust that you will give a lot of thought to it. And the question is this, as you can see. Is Jesus Christ my Savior? Ask yourself again tonight. Is Jesus Christ my Savior? This is the most important question you will ever ask yourself. It's more important than any other questions you might have in the view of eternity. We are all going out into eternity, each one of us. Many have gone out today. But by the grace of God, you and I are still here. And especially you that are not saved. Only you can answer this question tonight. Mom and Dad, Sunday school teacher, aunt and uncle, grandpa and grandma would love to be able to answer it for you, but they can't. God knows your heart, and God knows where you are in the light of eternity. Is Jesus Christ my Savior? You must be sure about the answer. We ask people sometimes if we knock on doors, and we don't knock on doors very often, but when we do, are you going to heaven? And often the answer we get is this, well, I hope so. I go to church. I was baptized. I didn't ask him any of those questions. I just asked him, are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? As I look at our audience tonight, I don't have to answer some of the other things, but as I've said, I go to church. You know that's not going to save you. Baptized. Well, if you come here, you won't get baptized until you are saved. Yeah. And by the way, baptism is as happy a day, I think, as when you get saved. You want to experience it. Is Jesus Christ my Savior? God has promised you eternal life through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in, and I'm just going to turn to it, 1 John chapter 5, and you listen carefully, verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Do you have the Son tonight? By faith, have you received Him as your Savior? Why is this question so important? Without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you could never be in heaven. Your sins are not forgiven. You have not peace with God. Sometimes we want to ignore the question. We don't want to face the issue that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Sometimes we think, I will answer it tomorrow, another time. But tonight is God's opportunity that He's given to you to think of this question that is so important. Perhaps you just don't want to face it. And by the grace of God, you will come around to realize that this question is for all eternity. There are two other questions that we need to ask. What did Jesus have to do to become my Savior? What did Jesus have to do to become my Savior? And what did I do that I need Him as my Savior? So we are going to look at the cross. And we're going to do it in a way that you can follow along with us. We're going to take the letters of the cross and just bring out nothing new to you tonight, but that which you need to hear again. You need to think about it, and you need to know that this is for you. So let us look first. We know that the cross is the cross of Jesus Christ. There is no one else that could have died on the cross for us as He did. He was the Son of God. He was without sin, and therefore He could pay the price for your sin and for mine. The only one that could die in order that we might have eternal life. God came to us in the person of Jesus Christ. He was born in Bethlehem's manger. And there, in a very humble birth, He lived His life in a humble way here on earth. And at the end of His life, at the end of the 33 years, He made His way to the cross. He would remind His disciples that wicked hands were going to take Him, and they were going to crucify Him, and they would nail Him to a cross. The cross, but it's the cross of Jesus Christ. He came. He could never have completed or even begun the work of salvation without coming from heaven. God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We read that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And He came. And He was crucified. The Roman soldiers have been well taught how to make a person suffer. And I'll just give you a little detail, and this is only the physical sufferings. The wickedness of man's heart. At the cross, we see two extremes. We see the love of God being reached out to the world. And at the cross, we see the wickedness of man's heart. But there at the cross, as I have read and as I understand, when Pilate gave the Lord Jesus over to the soldiers, and they whipped Him, it says they whipped His back 39 times. They could whip it 40 times, but they would save only do 39, because if they went 41, then they would be whipped themselves. But they would take their victim, and at times they would tie their hands together, and they put them over a pole so that the back was stretched. And those soldiers would take that whip, and at the end of the whip, it would be braided. And in the braids would be bone and glass and metal. And as they bring that whip up, they could bring it up the front and open up the flesh in the front and over the shoulders and right down the back. And the scripture says that His back was like a plowed field. But come with me for a minute to the cross. They found out that just nailing a person to the cross, they wouldn't last very long. So the Roman soldiers soon learned that when they nailed their victim to the cross, they would bring their elbows in a little bit, and they would nail him to the cross. And then they would bend their knees up a little bit, and then they would nail him to the cross. And so the victim would stand up on their feet until the pain was so much they couldn't take anymore. And they'd fall down. And they would be hanging by their hands until they couldn't breathe. And then they would push up. And they would be able to breathe. And then down. And then the hot eastern sun, hour after hour. And that is just the sufferings that they bore because of the wickedness of man. But we read that at noonday, God, as it were, put His hand over the sun. Total darkness. And in those 3 hours of darkness, God laid on Him the penalty that we should have endured in hell for all eternity. He bore the wrath for me. Is Jesus Christ my Savior? We do not preach a dead Savior. We are thankful. The Scripture said in 3 days He would rise again. And He is alive. And we are thankful for that tonight. Tonight, He is a living Savior, and He is one that can touch your heart, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is returning. He is coming again. And we look for that shout. We wait for Him to come. The Scripture says that He's going to come to the clouds, and there will be the voice of the archangel. There will be the trump of God, and all that are saved will rise up. Those that have died, those that have been in the grave, those that have decayed, they will rise up. And those of us that are saved will then rise up with them as well. And we will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord. And if he were to come in this meeting tonight, the question is, would you go or would you be left behind? Would you go or would you be left behind? You don't want to be left behind. That's why Jesus Christ came. He knew the result of a person dying without Christ. And he loved you so. He is returning. Are you ready? You need to be ready. You need to know your sins forgiven. You need to come tonight to know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. You need to be ready. How do you be ready? Repent. Repent simply means this. And it isn't simply because, it's never easy to say I'm sorry. No. But repent means this. God is right, and I am wrong. Repent means, yes, I am a sinner. Repent means this, that we're walking this way in our sin. We're walking away from God. And when repentance comes, when I realize in my heart that I'm a sinner, and Jesus died for me, that we turn by faith, and receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. Repent. You need to receive the Lord Jesus. Can't see Him? Salvation is by faith. And by faith, you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Only one way, the love of God, the grace of God. The question goes out often, how can you know the way? There's so many religions out there. And that's right. There are tons of religions out there. But there's only one Savior. There's only one Jesus Christ. Only one way. The Lord Jesus Christ could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only one way. However, there are many voices out there as well. There are voices that calling tonight. As you hear my voice, you can hear other voices that are saying, look it, what are you going to tell the kids, your neighbors, if you get saved? Satan has all sorts of ways to hold you back and to distract you. But there's one voice tonight that is stronger than all, and it's the voice of the Spirit of God that will knock on your heart's door and remind you, you have a soul to be saved. The only way, through the Lord Jesus Christ, none other. Then, why the cross? Because of sin. John chapter 3 would tell us that God so loved the world. And as we think of that, we can think that our sin. God so loved the world. So sin is a problem. Sin is separating us from God. Sin is keeping us out of heaven. Sin is keeping us on the broad road that leads to destruction. Sin. But until we come to the point and realize it's my sin. Because God so loved the world, but He takes us from the world. Because salvation is individual. It's for you. It's for me. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that if Brian believes in Him, Brian should not perish, but Brian will have everlasting life. What about you tonight? Sin. Sin is the problem. Why the cross? The only way the salvation could come to you and I. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3 says that Christ died for our sins. And He was buried and He rose again the third day. When we were in Victoria Drive 4 years ago, there was a lady there that she comes usually Sunday night. She used to come to Sunday school when she was younger. And she never got saved while she was coming to Sunday school. She grew up, got married, had a family of her own, and she starts sending her kids out to the Victoria Drive Sunday School. One day, her kids came home, and it was after a gospel meeting. Actually, they were out to a gospel meeting, and they came home. And that night, they gave out the song, "Jesus Died for Me." And the kids come home, and they were singing that song, running around the house, and they were singing it, and they come to that, "Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me." And she was sitting there in her chair, and those words just came home to her heart. "Well, Jesus died for me." And by faith, she accepted Christ as her Savior. And that's all we have. It's hard to explain salvation. When you have it, you have it. And I can remember, though, I'm not going to tell you. Maybe one night I'll tell you how I got saved, but that is the truth. That's your passport if you're ever going to be in heaven, that Jesus died for me. Salvation. One Savior. Salvation is between you and God. Just one Savior. So as we look at the cross of Jesus Christ, will you take this Savior as your Savior tonight? Your opportunity to come tonight. Tomorrow might be too late. Tonight is your opportunity. There's another question that I want you to think about. Ask yourself this question. As that question disappears, each one of us could be called up. The Lord could come, and it's just, you won't see us go. You won't see us go like that question went through. But it's reality. So, ask yourself this question. Where will I spend eternity? There are only two places. There are some people, you may have friends that tell you that there's another place. But the Bible will tell us there's only two places. There's heaven, or this hell. And that's why the cross of Christ. Jesus, can you say tonight, "Jesus died for me"? Where will you spend eternity? Very important. In the quietness of the meeting, ask yourself again tonight, where will I be in eternity? And just in case you're not taking it seriously, think about it again. Where are you going to be? And by the way, when are you going to be in eternity? Now. And that is why God is saying now. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.